Well, we have some wonderful guests with us today. And we're going to talk with Chris, who is from ADI, which is the American Dance Institute. They are opening. This is really exciting because I read in doing my little research. I did research, Justin.
That, I'm so impressed. I want to give you a gift.
This is going to be the first in the nation, right, of the type of thing that you're opening, the Performing Arts Center in Catskill, New York. So welcome, Chris. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Chris
Happy
Boland.
To be here.
Welcome.
Thank you so much.
So tell us what's going on with the Lumberyard.
Yeah, the Lumberyard. Well, we're very excited to be moving our theater up here. We are currently based in the Rockville, Maryland area. It became a little too expensive down there. It didn't make sense anymore. And to be able to build upon what we want to build upon, we needed to make a move. And so we started looking north, following the Amtrak line. We knew there was a thriving arts hub up here. And we stumbled upon this lumberyard in Catskill. And the minute we walked into it, we saw the potential of this amazing theater. So we are here. And we're very excited. And we are having a major groundbreaking event on Saturday, May 7th. From 12 to 3 p.m.
Yes.
So we're inviting the entire community. We're going to have a lot of great stuff there.
And this is the old Dunn Builders Supply.
Yeah. Steve Dunn, the old building right off of Bridge Street there, 62 Water Street. And we've taken all the buildings over. So we're going to transform it into the state-of-the-art theater.
And it's really going to be more of a community celebration in tying into your groundbreaking. There's going to be Crossroads Brewing Company will be there, local food trucks.
Yes,
food trucks, there's a beer garden, and that's where Crossroads comes in. Live music and games and a raffle. So this is going to be a big event.
Yeah, might be fools there.
There might be fools and jokers. We have clowns and face painters and petting zoos, so it's highly possible. Yeah. No, we have a lot. Yeah, we've got the Crossroads are very excited for the brewing for the beer garden, and we've got the food trucks and the fool trucks.
Yes.
And a lot of things for kids. We're trying to make it as open and friendly a community celebration as possible. And then thousands of dollars with the raffle prizes.
Tickets
to Broadway shows, backstage tours.
And when is this again?
Saturday, May 7th,
Saturday,
12 p.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah. We want as many people to come by and check us out as possible. And, you know, they can ask us questions. They can see the site before we transform it into this theater complex.
I was going to say, so this is the kind of precursor to what is there now. And
exactly.
Then when,
exactly.
What's your your goals for, this is a 5,000 square foot state of the art theater. It's going to have artist housing and community public space. So what's the, time frame for that?
Well, we're starting the phase one. We're focusing on the theater right now and in the residency site where we can actually house the actor, the artist. So, we're looking to open up, May 2018. So this groundbreaking is launching that, and we immediately start construction following that. So it's the official kickoff.
Nice.
And then May 2018, our season will run from Memorial Day to Labor Day.
Okay.
We'll have about 12 to 15 artists come in during that time, and we're very excited. Yeah,
wow.
What's really cool is that people in this area are going to see shows that are premiered here first, before anywhere else in the country.
Oh, wow.
So they're essentially world premieres. So before they go to New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, anywhere, they will be seen here first, which is very cool.
Now, are there any plans to actually offer dance classes to people in the community that might be encouraged and, you know, enticed by what you guys are doing?
Yeah, possibly. Right now, we're focusing strictly on just getting the season up and running.
Right.
I think once we open our doors in May 2018, then we're going to start more of an outreach campaign. And we're going to try to figure out all the logistics of that, surrounding that, and figure out how we fit into the community, because we really do want to be part of the community in every way possible. So I know that's a conversation that's going to be had, but right now we're just this groundbreaking turned into a major event that we weren't really planning on, which is great.
Right.
And then you know, the construction and then the theater is kind of taking front seat right now. So yeah.
And how many do you have in your institute? How many dancers will be housed in your facility?
Yeah, so we've got the capacity to house 25, 26 artists and their designers. So that's quite a large team. Typically,
sure.
You know, we have the averages around 8 with the artists and their designers, up to 15, but we can house 25 to 26. So we will house them, we will feed them. We're going to have a commercial kitchen there.
Oh wow.
They'll have full access to the theater, full technical resources, and You know, in the contemporary dance field, this is a rarity. And it's addressing a critical issue in contemporary dance because they don't usually have the opportunities to spend time in the theater.
Yeah.
So they can't fully integrate their design elements and their technical elements before they premiere. So this will give them those opportunities so they'll be fully ready to go when they actually have their premieres so they can just focus on their actual performance.
Now, this isn't really, though, anything new per se. You have something. I mean, how long has ADI been in existence, I should ask
Well,
first.
Yeah, so it's been in existence for 10 years. It's morphed a lot. You know, it started, there was a school component to it when it, I think, officially launched about 10 years ago. Adrian Willis, our executive director, current executive director, came aboard in 2010 and started to reimagine what ADI could be, what how it could help strengthen the contemporary dance field, how it could help artists. And so they started reimagining ADI.
Mm-hmm.
And so they got rid of the school completely, turned it into strictly a presenting contemporary dance venue. And over the last 6 years, they have really propelled themselves, being nationally recognized as a major presenter of contemporary dance in the nation, as well as a very important residency site for artists.
Which is called, is that the incubator?
Yeah, and we're exactly right. Yeah. And yeah, we're turning it more into a residency, but that's exactly right.
It's kind of similar to the model that Art Omai uses. I don't know if you're familiar with Art Omai in Ghent.
Yeah,
it's my hometown.
Oh, fantastic.
My father used to mow and hay those fields, so it's kind of interesting to see.
There's so much stuff around here.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
Columbia County is a wealth of so many, and now Greene County, which is just right over that little bridge. So
yeah, it's just over the bridge.
Yeah,
I quit it from. It's like, you know, crossing over to Jersey. Just try it. It's fine.
It's not bad.
Once you're over there,
you might like it.
I should have come over earlier. Yeah.
Now, Chris, you're ADI's community relations manager. Are you also a dancer?
I am the worst dancer you have ever seen.
I was just going to ask you to do a plie.
Right, now we need a dance off.
No, you can't. No, you'll win. I can do a barrel turn to the left, and the more I drink, the better I think I become. But no, I'm terrible.
I'm like that in darts.
Yeah. Well, me too. Theater is my background,
yes.
So I'm an actor, a director. Mm-hmm. So I'm involved in the arts, but as far as dance goes. No.
Now that you said spoke about theater, and I think I hope I got the right Chris Bolin. I looked you up on what did I look you up on? Something. And you're known
uh-oh.
For
yeah, uh-oh.
You're known for Six Women. Is that right?
I did Six Women.
You did Six Women.
Wow.
It's a movie.
Yeah.
It's a movie. What is that? AFI?
Yeah.
Is it AFI? I didn't want
sounds
to say
like
the
it
word.
Should be on Cinemax. No, it's not. I promise you, no.
You did Six Women on AFI.
Yeah, that's right.
No. Naked. There's a theme here. You did Naked Frailties in '98 and Untitled Terry Donahue documentary.
Well, yeah, I'm doing that right now. I'm directing that right now. I'm proud of that. It's
okay.
Yeah. I've been working with HBO for 3 years. It's a very passionate project to me. So we're hoping to have it released fairly soon, but documentaries take a long time. So yeah.
Now, will ADI allow theater performances in addition to dance?
Well, right now I think they're strictly focusing on contemporary dance. During our off season, because we have this state of the art facility, we are looking at ways of filling the space. So you know we're entertaining ideas of bringing in theater productions, you know that they can tech their shows or use our facility while we are not doing our season.
So probably more down the road, you'd want to get the dance thing off and running first.
Exactly. But you know. But we do need to rent that space out during our off season. So we ideas of theater are definitely in play. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Will it be a couple different stages or stage areas? I know there's something I saw where it's going to be more of a black box situation, but I don't know if you had various staging and.
Yeah, no, we're going to have just one black box theater that we're outfitting, we're raising the roof, lifting it, so it can be as versatile a theater as possible. So that's going to be the main, that's going to be it. You know, we're going to have some outdoor spaces that we're going to develop down by the creek that perhaps people can come and play some music or whatever. But the actual main space is going to be that one black box theater, yeah.
And are all your dancers, are they still living wherever they're living and they're waiting for this to be completed?
Yeah.
Or have they already made the move up here to our area?
No, they have not. So they're going to wait. And you know, and what we'll do is we'll transport them up here from wherever they are, from D.C., New York, Chicago, wherever they are, wherever they come from. And then we'll put them up at our facility, like I said, and house them. And they'll become part of our kind of home. Away from home while they're working on their art project, on their show.
Well, I was going to tell you, we for the last 6 years, we've had Hudson Pride, and now it's turned into, there's a new organization that's doing the Pride festivities here in Hudson called Out Hudson, and that would be a great idea for you guys to get involved with our Out Hudson weekend, which is June 17th through the 19th.
Oh, that's fantastic.
You know, it's a whole weekend full of performances, and we have our parade and everything, so I can give you some information.
Oh, I'd love that. You know, we're trying to partner and make friends with everybody in the community. I know I was over at Basilica for a Twyla Tharp event.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Which was great. You know, they're very excited. The good thing is that we're not in direct competition with anyone, which is great.
Oh, that's
good. I think we can all really help each other out. So
something new and different.
Yeah.
How can people learn? Oh, I'm sorry, Justin.
I was going to say, speaking of helping each other out, do you guys have enough money? Are you looking for sponsors? How can people help you?
How is it funded? Yeah. And also, I was going to say, where can we find out more about
Thank you for asking. Those are both great questions. We're always
looking
for money.
Second and fourth Wednesdays every month.
Well, 10 to 11.
We are a not-for-profit, so yes, we're always looking for money. We're a 501c3, so anything that's donated is a fully tax-deductible. It's always looking for sponsors, corporate sponsors. And you can check us out at americandance.org, our website.
Okay.
It has a lot of information about us. It has a lot of information about how you can contribute to ADI in general, or specifically to the groundbreaking event if you want to help out with that. But we're always looking. So anybody that wants to help out and be a part of our team, we'd love to meet you.
Wonderful.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just can't dance. I did Mamma Mia for 3 years, and they hid me every time I had to. I camouflaged back into the background, and then I would sing, and I would just mysteriously appear out front again. So I'm the worst dancer there. But I appreciate it. Obviously, I'm working for them. So
I actually took dance one because I'm also an actor, and I did. I had to take dance one in college, and they had me do leaps. And my leaps, you know, like you're running and you leap.
Yeah.
My leaps resembled Bambi getting shot.
Oh.
Yeah. It wasn't pretty.
Bambi's mom.
You know what? We should do a show together.
We should.
I would do pirouettes into walls.
Okay.
Because I couldn't. I just got dizzy and fell over. Yeah.
I think I can still do a soutenu turn. I'm
you're
surprised.
Better than me. You're better than me.
Not even sure what that is.
So all right. So that'll be in the works too. Chris Bolin and I.
We're
going to do something together.
Well, it's contemporary.
The non-dance
event. It's very collaborative, open. So I think they should take us.
The not dance dance.
Yeah.
The undance. I like it.
That'd be perfect.
So, yeah.
Well, I have to mention that Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul just visited, and she actually came over to Hudson afterwards, and I want to give a shout out to Kathy because she's a former county clerk, Erie County, so she's doing good stuff. And
Shout out to her.
She's great. I do like her. A transformative project for the village and a major catalyst to bring back the downtown community. That's what Lieutenant Governor Hochul said. So it sounds like this isn't only good for the arts community and contemporary dance, but also for Catskill itself, because you're going to be bringing in lots of visitors and tourism and just kind of revitalizing certain parts of where maybe there wasn't this going on.
We're really hoping, really exciting.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time on the ground there, you know, meeting people, and you can feel that it's just the kindling is all. They just need that. Everyone's ready to go.
Yeah.
And Hudson's doing great.
Right.
I think this might be, hopefully will be a catalyst. Just, there's a lot of new shops, new restaurants, merchants are there. Great.
Right.
So it's an exciting time. And we hope that the Lieutenant Governor is correct. We're very optimistic about what the future holds. So, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
thanks so much.
We wish you a lot of luck.
And we will.
I'm going to try to be there for the groundbreaking, and we'll definitely support you any way we can.
Oh, you guys are great.
Yeah, you're
Thank
welcome
you so
back
much.
Thank
on
you,
the
Chris.
Show. That's anytime you want to come back. Yeah, good luck. So it's May 7th is your
May 7th,
event.
12 to 3 p.m.
12 to 3.
Yeah, again, we have, Brewing Company, Crossroads, a beer garden.
Ships of Fools.
Yeah, Ships of Fools, food trucks.
I was trying to forget that.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And you can just show up. It's free. But if you want to go online to americandance.org, you can RSVP if you'd like. And if you do that, then you get a free raffle ticket. And again, we've got thousands of dollars worth of prizes to give away.
Wonderful.
So, but if you don't want to do that, stop on by. It's totally free.
Cool. Well, thanks so much for coming in.
We'll have you on again.
Yeah, please do. You guys are fun.
We're going to